Julian is free. The message posted on X by Stella Assange, wife of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Well, he is almost free. The Australian is in Bangkok on his way to a US court hearing in the Northern Mariana Islands. That's in American territory in the Pacific. It's expected there'll be a plea deal over espionage charges against him. He left Belmarsh prison in Britain yesterday after 5 years. Here's Stella Assange speaking to the BBC Today programme.
It's a whirlwind of emotions. I mean, I'm just elated, frankly. It's just incredible. I don't know. It feels like it's not real. Well, it's been so touch and go. We weren't really sure until the last 24 hours that it was actually happening. And we were talking about, I don't know, what he needed to do and take from his cell. And I also had to pack things up. And head out to Australia 24 hours before he left. So it's just been nonstop for the past, I think, 72 hours.
Stella Assange there, the wife of the WikiLeaks founder. Tim Dawson is Deputy Secretary General of the International Federation of Journalists. He's on the line. Tim, can I have your reaction to this news?
It's great news. This is a real boost for media freedom. This prosecution had been, hung a dark, dark shadow over journalists all over the world. It's also, Julian Assange, we learned during the extradition hearings, has been laid extraordinarily low. I think people talked about his will to live having been almost extinguished by the lengthy legal proceedings. So for him personally, clearly this will be an absolutely tremendous day.
Now, the International Federation of Journalists did hold a rally yesterday for his release. Were you expecting this release from Belmarsh?
Not quite yesterday, but last week. No. I mean, there have been hints in the air. US diplomats have trailed the possibility of a plea deal. President Biden made an off-the-cuff remark a couple of months ago. And his lawyers have periodically said, we think that a deal is close. When we went down to Belmarsh last week, I noticed that something was missing. For years, outside the prison, there has been a big advertising hoarding that said free Julian Assange. And for the first time, I noticed that it was gone, which made me think that the campaign really was in the last stages of winding down. And I didn't quite join the dots of thinking perhaps this is going to happen in the next couple of days, but obviously it's fantastic that it has.
And he's off to a US court on US territory. There's going to be a plea bargain that will effectively sentence him, but also free him to go.
That's what I understand is going to happen, yes. It would be better if the charges were dropped in their entirety. My expectation would be that he will plead guilty to a single charge and will receive a sentence for that, almost certainly in less time than he's already served in prison. Given the implications of this case for media freedom, it would have been better for the charges to have been dropped in their entirety. But I think this is much the better outcome than an appeal hearing which was scheduled to take place in July and which I think would have done a lot of damage to the US reputation.
And you said the US reputation has been damaged by this.
Oh, it absolutely has. I mean, the Obama administration considered trying to prosecute Assange and abandoned it because they thought that it would damage its reputation as a bastion for free speech. This prosecution only arises when Mike Pompeo becomes Donald Trump's Secretary of State. He was livid with Assange because Assange had also leaked a lot of CIA documents when he was director of the CIA. So they cooked up this extraordinary hodgepodge of charges, all of which relate to activities that many journalists would do every day: finding out about wrongdoing, finding a witness to that wrongdoing, and trying to discreetly obtain evidence to reveal that wrongdoing. So it was an incredibly overblown case that really, almost threatened to topple itself over by large aspects of its absurdity. What it finally came down to, the British court said to the US, can you guarantee that Julian Assange will receive the same protections under the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States that a US citizen would? And their answer was deeply equivocal. They said that would be up to a court. Mm. And I think the prospect of fighting a case wholly on that, on whether an Australian would be given lesser protections than a US citizen, must have been very uncomfortable for them.
And Tim, where do you think he will go now? Back to Australia?
I would imagine so. I don't have details of his personal itinerary, but certainly the campaign by the Australian government in recent months to free him, and the pressure they've put on the United States and the offers that they have made have been a considerable factor in obtaining this freedom. He is Australian. I should imagine that he would want to spend time there. Obviously, in recent years, his family have been in London, so perhaps he'll be back here, but I should imagine that a little time among familiar accents and you know, life in Australia would be very welcome to him.
And do you think this will have implications in the future if some other WikiLeaks type emerges? Or there are several of them already, but do you think it will help protect journalists now in their quest to get the truth about corruption at government level out?
Well, let's be clear. There are lots of journalists around the world in prison, so it doesn't lift that risk from them. I think in terms of whether a United States administration would pursue a case of this kind, it would give very significant pause for thought. It's a bit like, I don't know if you remember the McDonald's case in the United Kingdom, sort of maybe 15, 20 years ago, when, you know, a mighty corporation tried to take on two very under-resourced, inexperienced campaigners. And really the absurdity of such a huge legal force being brought to bear on a single individual is very unbecoming. Okay. And ultimately has damaged the United States.
Okay, Tim Dawson, Deputy Secretary General of the International Federation of Journalists, thanks for being with us this morning.